Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And wild will be. All of you guys that are here, we've got a lot of fans, we've got a lot of friends. Here we are together again, and it's a wonderful night. I can't wait. We've got a special guest, we've got the fun, and I just got to get all of this out to you. This is Psychic Jethro. I am an individual born with a gift. I, at the young age of 8, drowned and came back, was revived, and I was able to be clairaudient. What I've loved about it through the years is I've gotten to be with individuals. I've gotten to meet really strong people from Sedona, Arizona, on through the Garden of the Gods in Colorado, to where I now reside in Tampa, Florida, and help read for individuals here in Florida. Love all of you guys that are tuning in. Call 773-897-6461 if you want to get in with our special guest and with our wonderful psychic. Well, you know, I have a duo here, and I keep saying we. Let me bring in the other individual who has made all of Psychics Gone Wild happen. Our phenomenal. You're going to love this one. You guys remember this person we talk about. She is not only born with the gift, but she is in the top 20 and has worked with individuals through the times of helping individuals with mediumship in the top 20 in the American and also in the United States, and also through the, I can't even talk here, I'm having one of those internationals, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing tonight?
I'm awesome. It's been a really kind of crazy, wonderful day, and, you know, everything's good.
I love you dearly, and I apologize. I got all excited here. Dina has been taking the awards. As I was reading here, those of you know the American Federation, the Certified Psychics, Dina is, like I said, out of 605,000 psychics, she was taking not only the top 20 in psychic, but also mediumship. Dina's also, as you guys know, a psychic healer. And bringing me to that word, and the wonderful thing you're all going to love tonight, is we have a phenomenal guest on. You guys may remember back when we've had a couple of years back, we had a phenomenal CD and work from this individual. This individual is the wonderful Alea Deo. She is a sound healer. She is an energetic practitioner. She is the author of the up-and-coming book of the Seven Cups of Consciousness. It's changing your life by connecting to the higher realms. Alea is not only a doctor of oriental medicine, she's licensed acupuncturist and has been in alternative healing for over 20 years. There's a lot to talk here, and I got all of you guys teasing me. I'm just so excited. How are you doing, Alea?
I'm very well, and it's great to be here.
You two have me going. You two ladies, by the time I read off all the stuff you guys got, I'm a wild. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm with these guys. I got to come back when I get more paperwork. You guys are just phenomenal. I just love you guys on here. Alea, we've got a lot of individuals writing in here. Your book, and it was, I was just speaking about. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the work that you do with individuals. You're actually, with sound healing, is this, you do this with meditation, you do it with toning bowls. Talk to us a little bit here so we can get a little bit of ideas from some of the new individuals of what exactly you help with.
Absolutely. Well, I've been doing sound healing work for over a decade, and it started off with the angelic realm singing to me and me literally being able to hear them, and then talking to dolphins and whales telepathically, showing me how to use my voice to shift consciousness and clear blocks. So it's been a slow, gradual evolution, and I have albums that are sound healing in my private one-on-one sessions. I actually have a water table where I tone into the water as people lie on the table. And then in my daily meditations that I share with subscribers, I have sound healing and toning in those meditations as well.
I love it. And all of you guys tune in. I'm a very good, not only advocate, fan of Leah, but I know Dina is too, and we're sitting here excited. Mm. Dina, we've got a lot of interview questions, a lot of you guys writing in. Just relax, you guys. We got a little time. I've never been, I got to tease you, Facebook has went off the map. We have people just going really intense, and I love it, you guys. I'm a multiple tasker, but there's only one of me, so they're teasing. They're going, Jethro, ask her this, ask her that. Dina, let's start this interview off and this process. Let's let you have ladies first, because I'm going to see if we can calm Facebook down. Good luck with that, right?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm curious. What got you started into this?
In 2001, I had an enlightenment experience where it was literally like getting x-ray glasses to the other realms, and I was able to hear guides, feel them, feel other people's feelings, hear their thoughts, understand why they'd created particular challenges and what their soul was really intending on learning. And I had that enlightenment experience actually on a sound table, and my consciousness shifted literally in 30 seconds. And then it took me several years to anchor that in, ground it, integrate it, and then navigate in the world from a place of balance.
Everyone that's tuning in tonight, this is the author of Seven Cups of Consciousness, Change Your Life by Connecting to the Higher Realms by New World Library. You can get it in Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It will be released here September 15th. A lot of you already contacting. Remember, you guys that are interested and we're asking the question, the best way, and this is what I love about Aleia, is that Aleia offers you listeners a free week of her daily Cups of Consciousness. And I those of you tune in, you can see the link there. It's www.cupsofconsciousness.com, just spelled out just like it sounds. And those of you tuning in, you can tune in if you type in, I apologize here, I'm having a little bit of voice thing, me and my big mouth, Aleia, A-L-E-Y-A. You will always come up with some of the websites. We're going to be promoting all of them, but just go to that www.cupsofconsciousness.com and sign up, because that's the best way to find it out. I know that from listening to the CDs, not only are you getting into the angel realm, but Aleia, you are one of our most phenomenal. For us psychics that are born with the gift, me and Dina are probably the hardest sometimes with this, because we do see the energy, we do sense it, but whenever you're... we can feel this right now. I have people telling me, Jethro, I'm feeling better listening in tonight. I don't know what else she's doing, but I'm listening on the YouTube at the same time with her meditation. Is this allowable? I would say yes. Aleia, talk to us a little bit about meditation. What is your opinion? You're the master of this with your work of it. What would you suggest a person to do with your meditation and the best way to get the work out of it?
Well, the work that I do and the meditation that I do is really designed for the energy field, not so much the mind. And there are so many different ways to meditate, right? There's transcendental meditation, there's mindfulness meditation, there's walking meditation, Tai Chi, Qigong, all of these different kinds. And I think the most important piece is to find a meditation, a modality that really resonates for you and works for you. And I personally like meditating while I'm accomplishing something, i.e. a higher consciousness, moving into greater compassion or empowerment or inner support, non-reactivity. And so my meditations are what I call energetic protocols. They are completely designed to connect with your higher self, your energy self. Your higher self receives the information and then literally uses your own energy fields to shift yourself. So you stay in total control and total power with the work. So it's kind of energy work, meditation, energetic protocol, you shifting you, and your energy field simply shift by listening. You don't have to do anything with your mind.
Excellent. I love that. Now, you talk also about the energetic with the weather. As a fan and listening to, I'm not only listening to your meditations, but reading some of the articles you've put out, I'm very impressed. You use your energetic fields and energetic weather each day to spiritually grow. I find that very fascinating, and I agree with you as a psychic, and that's why me and Dina are very advocates of you. I mean, Dina, can you feel what we're... Tell the audience here as a healer what we're getting here through the air and the energy while we're talking with this phenomenal lady.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I can feel it. Yeah, we're all at different points of the, United States, and it's really interesting because I'm in Massachusetts right now, and I can feel it all the way here, and I feel it going up through like my chakras. That's what I feel it like, So it's like as it's going up through, I can feel it clearing out some stuff that needs to be cleared out. but very, very strong in the solar plexus chakra. You know, it's very strong. That's right there, which is your energy field.
Interesting. And I also think, you know, there's this interesting phenomenon. They talk about this, like, with the harmonics, and we all want to be of service in the world. We want to all have a positive impact. And I think of it as positively, empathically impacting others. And the only way we can do that is if we're only attached to our own energy, no one else's. Only responsible for our own energy. And that's how we create really strong energy fields that then don't pick up a ton of stuff from other people, right, being highly empathic. I was so empathic. I mean, I'm still empathic, but I was empathically reactive during that process of integrating this enlightenment experience of feeling everybody's feelings. And I thought, God, I'm getting slammed by everybody's stuff and the discord and the fear. How can I hold my energy fields in a way that doesn't get impacted by other people in a negative way, right? Because when we're open and sensitive, we feel it. And over the years, I realized that the only way for me to create a strong energy field that would then positively, empathically impact others was if I had all of my attachment, all my desire, all my responsibility held on the vibration that I hold inside myself, as opposed to wanting for another person. I kind of think of myself as a walking heretic. It's like, I don't want for anyone's happiness or empowerment. I only want for my own, because only then can I create that positive field of empathic transformation.
I love it. Now, in 2001, Alea, you had an enlightening experience which enabled you to perceive other realms, hear the angelic beings, and increased your empath and clairvoyant abilities. You can feel this energy with you. Can you share a little bit of that with us? We can just feel it. I agree very much that you have a higher counsel with you. We have a lot of individuals come in. Someone was writing and go, yeah, Jethro, you're not eating. You can tell it's more entertainment. Hey, leave me alone. They're right. We got them all right here with their teeth, because I'm fully empathetic. Yes, they got their eyes upon me. You go out in public and do a radio show and everybody's listening, and I love them because they're teasing me. They go, Jethro, you are just enthralled. Talk to us a little bit about these angels. I can feel your guides, and I see that that's what your mission is, to help so many individuals. But this is something I've had other ones tease. Me and Dina were born with this gift, so we've never had it not on. To enlighten a little of the individuals that are calling in and writing us, how was this angelic field, and was it pleasant? Was there pain or anything there involved?
Well, I think after the enlightenment experience, I was able to tap into every single dimension, harmonic and not so harmonic. You know, I could feel beings of light and beings that were not perceiving their light. And so that was scary, but it was empowering. At times it was confusing, but also clarifying. And so during that process, fortunately, there was some deep wisdom in my soul where I set up the enlightenment experience with an angelic Bluetooth. And so the lights came on, the x-ray glasses got, you know, placed on, and I also could feel and hear my guides talking to me. And a lot of the times we navigate in the world and we wonder if what we're hearing is just our imagination or, made up. And so I actually asked what I call my team and my guides to end everything they said with a particular energy or a tone or a word, so that I could make that clear distinction between my voice and their voice. And so one of my guides always says at the end of everything, he goes, hey, kind of like a Canadian. And so I always know that if I hear, like, that's a good idea, that is him. And he's kind of the ambassador. And so for all of us, we do want to hear our guides. We do want to hear our angels. And the easiest way to do that is first, get into what I call the divine line. It's this river of light that flows within us. And only when we're in that place of interconnection can we then truly connect with a being in another realm. It's like if you're disconnected from yourself, how are you going to be able to connect with anyone, regardless of the dimension that they're in? So I think first getting internally connected, and then you'll be able to connect with your guides. And if your mind is really strong and you really, really, really want to connect with your guides, but you keep doubting it, you can use your dream time to have tea time with your guides and your team. And then in my book, I talk about how to connect with your team and your guides more.
And those of you tuning in, you guys, this is Alea Dow. She is the Power of Sound Healing, 5 albums for healing and spiritual growth. Phenomenal. Those of you remember her, I love her album, Light, Body, Sound, Healing. It was out in August. I think it was like 2014, I'm starting to tell my, get a little bit of time here, but it's phenomenal. That's one thing I love about your work. Those of you who want to do the spiritual growth, you can sit down, start listening today, start working. As I was letting some of you individuals know, you guys got that link there to be able to get the free links and, you know, for the free week of Daily Cups of Consciousness, and that's the www.cupsofconsciousness.com. We got a few minutes here. Those of you who tune in, hang on. Don't go anywhere. We're grabbing onto some things. Blue Moon Treasures is sponsoring us here at 114 North Del Mabry. We will be giving away a hematite bracelet. For those of you who haven't done this, go to psychicsgonewild.com and put in for the contest. What we do is we always give prizes. We're wild here, so we go a little wild and a little silly. We give away a few readings, and we talk about work here. This gives you an idea to know what we're about. This is Jethro Smith and Dina Flanagan giving you guys the wildest things that we can do. Have someone asking you, Jethro, you and Dina are certified. I think you're both very much fun, but I don't understand. If you're psychic, why do you need to be certified? Okay, very good question, and I'll tell you why, because you need to know that outside individuals did that, not to be ornery, but how many people put up a little sign, I'm the great medium of the month. You find out that that medium was somebody who may be a little silly. So just saying, what we've done is we are certified through New York City, we are through the American Certified Association. We had to be verified and tested with other individuals to prove that not only we were accurate, but successful, and were able to predict the future. Dina does a lot more mediumship, and I tease her. I'm a little more of a chicken. I don't like going over on the veil as much as she is because she's ornerier. Dina, what do you want to tell them about why we're certified?
Well, I have a question. Do we get a free parking space with Great Medium of the Month?
You get a, oh, no.
Like employee of the month. Anyway, no, I mean, you know, well, we don't. You know, it's not like we need to be certified for ourselves. We know that we're here to help people. We're trying to do the best we can, and we're honest and true. But, you know, the rest of the world needs to know that. I guess sometimes with, you know, a piece of paper or, you know, the test that we went through. And so that's why we do it, is just simply those reasons. But, I mean, I've been doing this 28 years, and I didn't need certification. You know, it's word of mouth anyway. You know, people are going to go around, oh, they were good. And if you're not good, they're going to say, don't bother going to them. So really, it's word of mouth. So, yes. You know, that's the best form of advertising.
And I love it, Dina. And Dina's, you know, a little modest. I tease her terribly. That's why earlier I couldn't spit it all out there. But over 5,000 individuals went for these things. We are very proud. The family of Psyche's Gone Wild went, whoa. Dina just pretty much knocked them dead with the energies of it. I know reading through this, you know, the show, I'm used to this type of individual. So I can tease you real quickly, and we're going to get back to our phenomenal guest. Those of you who have never went out and had one of those other readings, I had a friend of mine talk to me, was in another state. We went to a place. And I was so shocked to realize the individual's third eye was not open. They were telling me these silly stuff, and they wanted money and kooky things, and I didn't want to hurt their feelings going, I know I do this for a living. I've done this for 30 years. That's just all I do. Very successful at it. And what made me giggle was that's why I went, thank you for certification, because those of us that are on there are the people that I've always dealt with. So I really highly recommend it for the individuals that do it. And also to let us know if you have someone who isn't. We need to know that, because we don't want somebody out there saying, I can't sell Tupperware, so I'm going to give you a palm reading this week. You know, that kind of gets scary. So we love all of you guys. This is Psychic Gone Wild. Leia Deo is here. She's hearing all of our stuff. She's like, these guys are worse than the little wild psychics that they are. Leia, I can't believe this. Leia is a sound healer. She is just phenomenal. Energetic practitioner, minister in the state of California, doctor of oriental medicine in New Mexico, a licensed acupuncturist in Colorado. She's been doing this alternative healing for 20 years. Leia, the new book out there, all of you guys, you're going to grab this. You're going to love this book. The first book is Seven Cups of Consciousness, Change Your Life by Connecting to the Higher Realms with the New World. Leia, talk to us a little bit. Everyone's going, oh my gosh, Jethro, you've got so much and so little time. What would you suggest to an individual when, like we were talking earlier, they've got some problems, they've been going through some help, and they're not sure, where do they start with meditation? Would you suggest, I know you have 5 albums, obviously, I would hope, we know that you're excellent. Where would you suggest someone who's new to this goes and gets that album that's going to put them in the space of healing?
Well, I really like the light body sound healing that you mentioned that is being has been released by Sounds True. People can get that on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And then on my website, alayada.com, I came up with the Sound Medicine album, CD. And it's right now it's only available as a download. But I've gotten feedback from people saying that when they listen to it, this one woman in particular, she had an enlightenment experience listening to it. And her entire consciousness shifted, and she had what I call a higher dimensional merge, where she literally brought in a higher vibrational aspect of herself in a very gentle, graceful way. It took her a little time to integrate. But Sound Medicine album is really a transformative, very powerful medicine experience, medicine, meditation, medication. And so Sound Medicine album is probably one of the most potent sound healing albums I've created. And then I would say light body sound healing is for the purist who likes just pure toning without any music happening in the background. And Sound Medicine can also really help balance the chakras. There's actually a track that's totally designed for balancing the chakras, clearing vibrations that are discordant off of you, and then I think about a 15 or 20 minute experience of whales singing in the background and an oceanscape. And I used the whale track from a trip to Panama that we had where a whale literally gave us a sound healing session in the water.
Oh, my goodness.
And we recorded it. And so I used that track in that album.
And it's phenomenal. And you guys hear me laughing there. You can tell that it's a positive expression to me. You feel that energy. I know that, you know, me and Gina have joked about this and talked about how it's so intense with what we've got going on. But I can honestly not only promote this, but I know with when I listen to it, the CD put me in such a positive state. It revitalizes energies to the core. Now, this says a lot because, you know, as she was just saying here, for those of you who are tuning in, this is Jethro Smith. Alaya Dow is our guest and our phenomenal Dina Flanagan here working. We're going to do a little few minutes of Dina Flanagan. Dear Dina, I've got a lot of emails here. Dina, I have to know with a question from you. I have been having a problem on my left side. It feels like there's energy there that's holding on to something. I have been to other individuals. My doctor told me there's nothing wrong, and I was suggested by a psychic to talk to someone like of your caliber because my psychic's not a healer, but keeps sensing that I'm being held back from a soul that I signed a soul retrieval. I'm not understanding. I will say that I am having a lot of negative holding on to my arm, and I feel a lot of negative energies towards others. Any idea of what's going on, or is it just old age? I am in my 50s, but I didn't feel like that's what it was doing it.
Wait a minute. We're all in our 50s.
Yeah.
I don't know about old, but anyway. I feel like there's still something. What it is something that's come up that you need to work on from your past. And I think it's a past life. And it somehow intermingles with this life. So it's pronounced lately because it needs to come up and get rid of so that you can get through this, you know, this part of your healing, your growth, whatever, to move on to newer levels is what I'm feeling. I'll try to remove some of it. I'll go in and do some healing because it's just stuck. It's nothing that's going to stay there forever. You just need to work on getting rid of some of that. But then things are going to crop up that will relate to some things from your past that you might have emotions around. And when you do that, when that happens, that's when those are the things that you really need to just kind of release. So I can do some releasing here, but the releasing you need to do is as it comes up, recognize it, embrace it, and then release it with love. And it would do, while you're doing some nice deep breath or meditation or what have you. And eventually I feel like that you'll work through this. It's like almost like having a cold or a flu or what have you, pneumonia, and that you just have to work through it for it to come through and process is what I'm hearing. So I feel like it, you know, that it will, you'll be able to come through it.
Love it. Alaya, and this is helping in your area here, this individual. I know that you do a lot of soul work with individuals with the holistic. Is there ideas that you've got. We know we've got the CDs here. The person saying this would your meditations would obviously help this individual, put them in the state of mind to release what is holding them back on their left side.
Yeah, the left side, you know, I use all of the tools, Oriental medicine. We have the stomach, the spleen, and I'm not a medical intuitive or the classic psychic like you guys are, but the technique that I use is I pull from one of my seven cups, and the fifth cup talks about how your body is actually a nature spirit and that you're riding in your body and your body has its own unique consciousness. And so one way to deal with physical sensations, physical pain, illness, pathology, things that aren't working the way you want them to be working with your body is you say, "Body Deva, what's going on? Are you holding energy that's not yours? Are you upset? Are you processing a vibration on your physical human form instead of using your higher self, your energy self?" So we have energy selves in the higher realms. Our body has an energy self. And we can invite our body in the higher realms to shift it, clear it, heal it, release it, bring in whatever information it is to activate the vibration it is really attempting to embody by using this challenging vibration.
Very phenomenal.
That's
those of you tuning in, you guys
hear
it. I love it. A very good spin, Alea. And we've got Dina and Alea helping individuals. We've got them writing in. Jethro, this is probably the best show I've listened to on your Psyche's Gone Wild. I have to tease you, though. I do miss the prizes. You only give out a few prizes anymore. What's up with that? We just go along with what's wild. You guys, you know, we are here live, so... You know, we'll put in more prizes. Calm down. Nobody's after you. We've got a tease in here. Martin's writing, "I love with Dina. I've got a tease with Dina. I did look on Facebook, and Jethro had put on the wrong picture because I found out you were very attractive. I think he's keeping you away from us because he sent us a lady again with the big square head. I didn't do that." There are two. They keep trying to get me in trouble with Dina. I didn't. His pictures are out there. She's the very attractive blonde. Nobody's being mean to Dina. What happened was, many years ago, I was in a hurry and I put up the wrong thing on our show. I've never done it again. But there was a lady who came and was maybe a little square-headed. They said that she kind of looked like a little Frankenstein. But I didn't mean to hurt her feelings. What I tried to do was to market Dina, and it got all crazy. I've never done that again, Tim. Don't try to get me in trouble with Dina. I know what you're up to. This is Psychic Gone Wild.
Although I think you put me up as Frankenstein in the Halloween video last year.
Oh my God. You know, and it's because they were all teasing it. And I got to tease you guys. Dina comes across the power source. No, I didn't. I'm a 6-foot-1 man. Dina's energy, you guys, you don't realize that Dina's, what, 5-foot-1, 5-foot-2. So in energy,
yeah.
I wasn't being ornery. I was just in a hurry that day. And someone teased me. They go, "Well, what were you thinking? You guys have never met." I go, "I could feel Dina's energy." They go, "Oh, so now you're saying she's ornery. And you guys are just trying to get something started and get me in trouble." We're here tonight with a wonderful, not only sound healer, but just a phenomenal person, Alea Dow. And all of you guys that are calling in, we love you guys. We're going to get to the phones. Don't get wound. We're getting into that part of the show where it gets even better. We're going to give away a few mini readings. We do question those of you that are calling in that if you've gotten a reading from us recently, you know, you can just say thank you and pass. We want to be able to go to the oracle. This is our energy and higher, and give them that energy. If you want to make sure those of you calling in, I love all you regulars, and you know that we're here to help you. I do apologize to the friends that have wrote me on Facebook. Due to the limitations, I read so many individuals a day, and I work with this. I'm only able to do the few readings we've got here. I know Dina's phenomenal, but you guys do please value it. I've got a lot of you guys writing, "Jethro, you never write me back." I love you. I want to write you back, but I only got 10 fingers, and they just only type so much. So you got to be good to us and work with us through calling here. Get a hold of us for that reading. So, you know, I want you guys to listen to this. A refreshing new approach, easy, fun, and enlightening to read. This is what they're saying about this phenomenal book that was written here by our guest tonight, in The Daily Cups of Consciousness. And it's like, I've got a lot of you guys calling me in going, "Jethro, what all is going on?" What's going on is Alea Dow has got a phenomenal new book out. It's going to be released here September 15th. You can get it now at Amazon, or you can get with Barnes & Noble and put yourself on the waiting list. Tampa, we'll have it at Blue Moon Treasures. You can pick up the book. I've got friends writing in. They're saying, "Jethro, we love it. You know, how did you get the Cups of Consciousness meditations? Because I with the new book of it. Are these the same concepts of your conscious? Or help me a little bit, Alea. Here, we've got some people that are fans that are placing this all together here.
Yeah, the meditations are actually ones that I've shared with my subscribers, and then I did record a few freshies for the book. So the book comes in print. It's also on Kindle, and I'm in the process of recording the audiobook as well. It should be done in the next couple months. And there are actually online resources that you can access in a link that is in the book, and it gives you 13 audio meditations that you can listen to, and each one of those meditations correlates to one of the cups. The first cup like has four meditations, and then the second cup has one meditation. And it really helps you embody those concepts in a deeper way and exposes your energy fields to the concepts so that you can walk it and talk it in the world.
Phenomenal. Those of you tuning in, you know, we've got a lot of fans here of that album, you know, that we were talking about earlier with the Sounds of the Healing. And I've got individuals writing me going, Jethro, I remember that she worked with a lot of angelic toning and tranquil music. The album of yours, I spoke about earlier, deals with the whale sounds and other animals to put you to that space and that level. Highly recommended. Dina, we've got a friend over here writing you. Dina, I've got to ask you quickly, do you mind, I know that you had talked to us before about starting with the aura, healing us from the top of with it. I do agree with this. I've been having problems with the balancing of my chakra. I'm going to get the CD here that we're talking about with the author of the, and I love the Seven Cups of Consciousness. Can you help me, Dina, while I'm waiting for the book to come in for this, what would you suggest I started doing today to help me be able to sleep? I'm having problems with my dreams.
I go back to this a lot, but first of all, to help you sleep, it's very, you know, good. These are some things that I do. I take a shower before I go to bed, so because I like to cleanse off the daily whatever, because, you know, energies do affect us and things cling to us and whatever else. So that's the first thing I do. And the second thing I do is to do some breathing or meditation or, you know, whatever your form of that is, maybe even some reading, some light reading or some reading like this, what we're talking about right now, you know. And so I do that. So that's in there. And then I also count my blessings and thank, you know, God or whoever you believe in every day. And if you clear all that and clear all that, when you do that, clear all the stuff away from the day, and you do all that, you're inviting in nice, new, fresh energy and cleanliness and everything else, and, of course, clean sheets help anyway. And all that really, really helps, I found, because it just clears everything up. That's how it works for me anyway.
I love it. And we've got here, Alea, I know this is right along the layers, but we're also asking, I've got some individuals asking me, can you explain, you know, what a divine line is, what a person's divine line is?
A divine line is actually a river of light that flows on the front of your spine. And when you use your inhale, your imagination, your intent, your higher self to pull yourself into that inner column, you move into a connected, safe, empowered, and supported energy. That divine line carries the vibration of your essence. Your essence is simply just light. And the lovely thing is that the only thing you really need to deeply love is the light that flows within you, not your belief systems, your behaviors, even your body. Invite your body to locate its divine line that runs through its spine, activate that vibration of its life, light, and love itself, and then you have a much happier, healthy, co-creative, less bumpy ride.
I love it. And those of you tuning in, you can check out some of the work here on the Cup of Conscious Connection, Trust the Process of Change by Alea Dow. If you go to wisdommagazine.com, she has a very wonderful article there. I have some friends writing me right now, Jethro, the cups, you know, the one they love, and I got to tease you about it, is ride right in your body. That is so, Alea, that is just so adequate, because how many of us, you know, are having situations within our own energy? Can you go into a little bit of that, cups? That's my favorite one. I got to tease you, because it's like I can relate. Ride right in your own body.
Absolutely. Our body, Deva, is that nature spirit. And I kind of think of it like the horse that we ride or the car that we drive. And so often we over-identify ourselves with our body. We think that we are our body. And it actually has its own unique consciousness, its own belief systems, its own behaviors, its own programming. And so the more we recognize our own unique consciousness, that is that river of light that flows on the front of the spine, and realize that that's where our saddle is, and we snuggle up on the front of our saddle. We use all of our control chips to firmly attach ourselves to our saddle. Then the body actually feels a lot more supported, and it starts to let go of its issues of abandonment and fear of rejection. A lot of us might struggle, especially if we're really sensitive or spiritual. We really want to just hold a higher vibration, and then our ability to manifest decreases. I don't know how many of you have ever experienced this, where you meditate and then your bank account goes down. And it's all about the grounding and the magnetics, and the body is actually the manifester. And so we are spiritual beings having this physical experience. But the more we open up those lines of communication with our horsey, our car, / body deva, and we invite the body to start manifesting what it wants while we hold the vibration that we want, then we actually start to create really beautiful and amazing things in the world.
Oh, I love it. Here we go. And, you know, that's one of the individuals, that, I mean, I love that, with abundance and health and happiness. And, Alea, you're very much a light worker here in this times of wildness that we have going on. We're getting ready. They're going to have to do some readings here. I wanted to make sure. Dina, is there anything else you'd like to ask our phenomenal guest before me? You have to go to work.
Yeah. My favorite one, actually, is besides the ride right in your body, is, use your challenges to grow. I tell people that all the time. But, you know, I know my version of it. What's your version of that?
I think that we will create challenges in our life, and we will actually do the of what we're intending on mastering until we reach a certain level of consciousness, and then we begin to practice what we intend to master. So I might be in a place of fear and lack as a way of mastering abundance and support and trust and empowerment. And so whatever our challenges are, the bigger the challenge, the more determined and courageous we are to attain a very particular vibration. And actually in the book I have a thing called the Flip It, where you have the challenge, and then I show you what the opposite or the solution is and how to flip it into what it is you're really intending on mastering. So you literally get to work and milk every challenge and flip it into a positive so that it ends up being your greatest strength.
Loving that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Alea, they're going to make me and her go to work. We want to stay and play with you,
go
but
for
they
it.
Always are the boss because they're the customers. Welcome, and
great.
Thank you for coming in. We feel so honored. Tell everybody real quick about October 22nd. I know that you're going to be doing a book circle. What does that entail?
Yes, so for anybody that does purchase the book, starting October 22nd, every 2 weeks it'll be a series of 8 sessions, online, live, and recorded. I'm going to be going deeper into the concepts and answering people's questions. You'll be able to see me online and chat with me live. And each one will, like the very first one, will talk about the first cup, the first concept. The second one will be the second concept, and so on. So that is basically a free offering to everybody that buys the book, 7 Cups of Consciousness.
Whoa, get in there, Dina. We're going to get ours.
That is awesome.
Yay. I only got them right. They want you to go to work. Alea, they're writing to me. Would you do a little bit of toning, please?
Sure. Okay, so because it's over the phone radio, lower tones transmit a little bit prettier than higher tones. So here we go.
Beautiful.
Mm.
There you go.
Oh, we love it.
Ah, nice.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. We're going to have you back here. I know there's a lot of people calling in. You guys definitely got the information there. We'll be promoting here off and on between the readings. We're going to give away a hematite bracelet by Blue Moon Treasures. But this was our phenomenal Alea Dow, and she is the author of the 7 Cups of Consciousness, 5 albums out there, The Healing Sounds. We've got everyone writing, going, Jethro, you guys, you and Dina are the most wildest ones we've got yet. I got to tease you. Perry's writing in, I don't know what happened tonight, but I love the show. All of you guys that are welcoming, please, you know, remember, check it out. We're definitely, me and Dina are going to buy the book. We'll be there. We can't wait. Thank you, Alea, and, you know, blessings to you for the work you do to help others.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Take care.
Yes, thank you. You too.
going here with everyone. We love all of you guys that are tuning in. And this is what's so important and vital about Psychics Gone Wild, is that we're here to help, and we're going to help some of you. Get a hold of us at 773-897-6461. Going to be giving a few of those readings here. We're having a little bit of hilarious energy. I think that we love that. We just have the most positive, light energy. I have people writing me, Jethro, your show always makes me feel better. I know that Dina is also one of my friends on Facebook. Dina, can you help me with why my son is 7 years old and he keeps hearing energy? He has told me things that he hears. My family is afraid that my house is haunted. I don't feel that is it. How can I tell if my son is hearing his guides or if he's hearing ghosts?
Well, I feel like he's hearing his guides, because up until the age of seven, or even through the age of seven, they're very connected to their guides and spirit and what have you. And so with him, I feel like he's sensitive to, you know, all of those energies. And I feel like that this isn't the first time. I feel like he's been doing this for a while, you know, pretty much since he was born. And so what I would suggest is working with him, or find, and if you can't or you don't know a lot about this, find someone who can work with him, or even just talking about this in a positive light, or just getting him to talk about it, because that's what I'm feeling. I don't feel like it's anything harmful, you know. I just feel like he has these special ability, enlightened ability, to see through the veils and talk with spirits. That's what I'm seeing. You, Jethro?
I agree, and I got to tell you, with this reading here, what Dina was saying, and feeling the essence, and there's a good way to test some of this. Now, I'm not telling you to go kooky with old school and put up a seance, because they make me a little nervous. Patty Negri's phenomenal at them, but I would suggest some light candle work. I would do some light prayers and some energy, and then I would sit down and have your son sit there with you in a positive state with the lights on and the candles, and just have him talk to you a little bit about what he's getting. You're going to be able to sense with what's happening. Remember, you staying calm is also the good way to keep your child's gift open. So working with him in this, talking with him, if he's saying they and them, a lot of times as a psychic, I agree with Dina, I have individuals, I have to kind of give a little bit of a warm-up of, this is what I'm going to do, because when you're in the state or in the energy, they, the guides, and the other, maybe he may be reading your guides. And that's why what you're hearing sounds like he's having a conversation with what you may feel is a ghost or something else, saying they said, they're telling me, he says. I do agree with Dina very much. I also would advise, if you have a toning rod, or even if you could just make one with two coat hangers, doing some energy in your house with it, because they're telling me you will be able to sensationally pick up that you need to be working with your ability. And I feel this is part of why your child's doing it, is that your guide's way of talking to him, because you weren't listening. Kind of remember those gut feelings when you were younger, and I bet you realize you were gifted too. We want to thank you, Terri Ann, for writing in to PsychicsGoneWild.com. We're going to grab a few phones here. We got people writing. What a great show. Alea Dow, just, oh, I mean, Dina, what do you feel here with this? 20 years, you know, she's been doing this. Obviously, she, you know, not only a phenomenal alternative sound healer, but just very high, strong energy.
Yeah, very strong energy. I feel like that it just embodies her, you know, that her, this healing, this whatever. So, you know, you don't even, just by writing a book or talking to her or being in her presence, you're going to get a lot of that, because I feel like that she just embodies it. So she carries it wherever she goes. So she's truly a product of her own book. You know, some people can write a book and not really, you know, practice it or whatever, but I feel like that she just really embodies it and wants to put it out to the world, because it's very fascinating. Because everything that she wrote in the book or whatever she was talking about is a lot of what I teach people, or you know, teach you guys on the radio or what have you. So to look at it in different ways, you know, is just fantastic. And some people might understand one way or they might understand another. So I think she'll speak this book, and her energy will speak a lot of people that really need it. That's what I feel.
I feel it. And we're going to grab the phones here. This is Psychics Gone Wild. 414, this is Psychic Jethro. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
You look good. What do you feel? What a phenomenal show.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great show.
Excellent. I do need to get permission from your guides. If you'll give me your first name, and I am picking up, you've got some stuff going on here. I feel like you're learning, and your energy is pretty intuitive too. I feel like you're becoming awake, is what they call it.
Yes. My name is Felicia.
Welcome, Felicia. Felicia, I'm picking up with energy here that you have. I feel like you're in a situation where you're ready for a bigger change, or something's going on there with you that you. And like I said earlier, I still feel that your guides are working with you on opening, but they're telling me that you. The reason, and this is part of it. I mean, this isn't just going to be the conscious book of Alea's with you, but I feel you're here to find out what else is going on. Like you're ready for. I feel you're ready for the abundance and the wealth and the life change. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Excellent. And my phenomenal guest and hostess here, what are you feeling with our Alicia? What are you feeling with Felicia?
I feel like that you have been pretty frustrated for quite some time now. You know, that things haven't been flowing and you feel like you really have, you know, what's the point or what's the purpose or what have you. And so you've been searching this and pondering this. But answers have been coming to you, but you need to learn to trust them. Because I feel like the answers are right there in front of you. It's just trusting those answers that you get. Because since, you know, life has been kind of, you know, a challenge, that's why you don't trust them. But your guides are telling you right now that they're trying to show you what you need to do and where you need to go next. And that you just need to listen and trust. That's what they're saying.
I'm trying to stay in tune because I have been picking up numbers and like signs. And, you know, I do scribe reading or, you know, when I see numbers, it's always coming up and I look at my reading. So I am getting more in tune with that. But it's just like I'm trying to get in tune when I fall asleep and doing anything the lady said earlier. And I get these crazy dreams and I try to figure them out and I don't understand them.
I agree with you. Feeling the energy of you're trying to do the attuned, and I feel that they are going to work with you. They're talking to me about also not just amethyst with it, but I feel like those kind of energies in your room, because I feel like you need some angel work in there. You need to be able to get the light with it, because your guides are still working with this. We can relate with this. Everyone teases me and Dina because like, you were born with this, but it doesn't make it any easier what I call to be the interpreter. And what will happen is the guides will be giving you energies. I've had them tell me, this will happen, I'll get a number, and if they don't, they, you know, there's numbers all over, so I'm going, okay, is it a phone number, is it an address, is it, you know, is it the date, and then all of a sudden it's like, bing, you know, it's 14, and it was the 14th is when it happened. I'm like, oh, come on, guys, you know, what is this, the twister on Figure It Out, you know, I'm going, and they do like to do that for the free will. They will give us just enough to lead us in the way of it. I had a friend that they told him, you will be living in a town with eagles, and na-na-na-na-na, and they were like, great, and they go, you have a fire above your house. She's like, oh, no, you won't, I'm not going to be living with fire above my house, and we were joking. Well, ironically, she does live in a one that has eagle statues all over, and they just built a place above her house that's got barbecues and fires and all this stuff. She goes, Jethro, if your guides would have warned me, I said, well, you know, that's just showing you what your course was. It all ended up happening, as I said, but they didn't say, you know, and I would love when they do that. Sometimes they will say, go to this place and go with that. But, Dina, can you help? I mean, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When they're giving us a reading, sometimes they don't just slap it out there like, you know, a wonderful salad and say, here, a little bit of light.
And maybe some of the negative energy, too, could be my husband, because he's having a rough time, too, with jobs and you know, his finances. And I'm trying to get him positive, but I can't. But see, we sleep in the same room, in the same bed. So I try to stay away from his negative energy.
that's part of the challenge, though. As we were just talking about, you know, that you use your challenges to grow. Part of it is learning to, your husband is just teaching you that to learn to not let the negative energies in and just use your own, yourself. That's it, your energy, yourself, and to let those negative energies, no matter who they're coming from, bounce off you and not penetrate, because if you, as long as you let them penetrate, that's when you're going to have the difficulties in trying to really hear it. And that's the part I was talking about in trusting. You know, you have to really trust it. That, you know, just bounce those right off you and trust what you're getting and don't let anything penetrate that. That's what I'm hearing.
Perfect, and we love it. Those of you on Facebook, we're still with you, Felicia. Hang tight here, but I want you guys to remember to push on the one that says, "Have you purchased the 7 Cups of Consciousness?" Right now, they're giving away a gifts of gratitude. You can get up to $1,500 of free gifts, win a prize by entering your receipt order number for the book. So, all of you guys that have ordered the book, you know, and you know how I am. I love contests. That's why me and Dina, I just, in fact, just won a contest here in Tampa. They get to where we start to go to these places, and they're like, Jethro, but I love it. That's fun of being the psychic. That's the whole point, is being accurate and winning. So those of you doing it, I feel like some of you listeners would love that, $1,500 in prizes. Felicia, we love you. Go to psychicstonewald.com. We're going to be giving away that hematite bracelet. You could wear it to bed. If your husband's ornery, keep that energy back to his own self.
I'm trying to.
I love it. I'm teasing. You know that. And I had a friend tell me, he said, Jethro, you know, no wonder your relationship's so wild. I have a very good relationship with my girlfriend, but I tease everyone mercifully. So we love you. Thank you for calling in Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you, guys.
This is Jethro and Dina, and we're back going really intense. Dina, I'm a tarot reader, and I've had some really strange things happening. I look at my tarot, and now it seems like it's become a different dimension. I've only read for about a year and a half, and it seems different. I'm not getting what I read in the book or what my teacher taught me, but I'm seeing things more in the tarot. Am I becoming more intuitive, or should I put the cards away because I've become a little loony?
Oh, no. The cards will speak to you. They'll talk just like a conversation. And so as you enhance your ability, the cards help you enhance it. So as you enhance it more, the cards will all of a sudden will be jumping things out at you. Like what you see for one person isn't necessarily what you're going to see for the next person in that same card. But they speak to you just like that, like to that person's energy. That whatever you need out of that card is going to speak to you to that person's energy and so on and so forth. It's just a tool. And sometimes these tools are really great in adding to what you're already getting. So you're getting more detail. You're getting maybe numbers or, you know, an actual person, because that's what these cards do. There's numbers on them for a reason. There's all kinds of pictures on them for a reason. There's details, and all these details mean so many things depending on which deck you're using, you know, but even so, every deck has such meaning. And so if you got the deck that's speaking to you, I say go ahead and use them and get stronger and stronger, and then someday maybe you won't want to use them, and that's fine, but in the meantime, use them for the good to enhance.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, remember we gave away last week with the karma and energy of I Didn't Do It, a beautiful artwork by Karen Brackett in Tennessee, a phenomenal piece of artwork that she had painted. And it went to Annette Stevens. Annette, we need to have you go to psychicsgunwall.com and give us a P.O. box or something. Something's happening here with our snail mail. We're having a little bit of difficulty with the address. Sometimes I looked at the ones here, and I'm trying to confirm. I'm looking at an email. I know you're on Facebook. I've wrote you. Please send us that P.O. box so we can get that out to you. We love that with the prize. We know that you loved it because you were so happy about it, but I haven't been able to catch you. Those of you tuning in, we're going to grab a winner here. We're spinning the wheel, grab an email. And I laugh. You guys know if I spin my computer, I got two little tired arms. I can't because I have it's not a laptop. It's an actual desktop. Kidding. I'm not spinning my computer for you guys. I'm going to reach in here out of the emails and grab one. Tracy Olota, Aulotto, in Des Moines, Iowa. You are the winner of the hematite bracelet from Psyche's Gone Wild, Blue Moon Treasures. Woo, woo, there we go. I want to know if Dina still does email readings. I remember that she did them a couple of years back, and my friend told me how great she was. Dina, can I get your email, or how would I get a hold of you at your website to get an email reading? I love them.
Yeah, I mean, I still do them. And you can my email is essenceot@aol.com. So that's essenceot@aol.com. Or you can call me at 207-752-1399. You know, and my website, I suppose I don't have a button for email reading, but, you know, we can figure that out or work it out. And sometimes I get a lot of emails in a day, so sometimes if I don't get right back to you, that's why, because I have to sift through all of them.
I love that. And you know what I've been telling people, and this is what I suggest to you guys, you've got the phone number there, call and leave a message. I had someone tell me yesterday he could get another organization to get me and Dina's name, because we are out there. We've done it a few days, and what I love is to go ahead and just write and call and leave a message. Say, I am, and I'd like to get with you on an email or a phone reading. The really excellent thing about me and Dina with the phone is if you leave a message, you're going to be able to get the contact, where sometimes emails can get lost because of AOL or Gmail or other...
Or spam.
Yeah.
But also, I don't mind text. You know, sometimes you don't want to pick up the phone.
Oh, yeah.
I get those right away. Yeah.
And I love this. This is something I saw with, and I will bring up again, for those of you who've got a very hectic schedule, you know, I love that, and I am going to help with it, but I, you know, most of the time I send them to Dina. Now, I got to tell you guys, I've never had Dina my work, but I want her to do my work because she's really good and she won't let me cheat, but I would send her name, and I would send it if you got a hold of me. I would suggest that you do, and I've had people say, okay, I've got a couple of questions. I do want you to value that. Think of it that we could be getting very good amounts per minute, but we don't. We do this on our own, and this is all we do. So look at the idea of maybe going, okay, I've got two questions. It's going to take a little bit of typing, so here's $30. That's very comparable when you think of people who are charging $5.99 a minute, and you're not even answering all your questions. So I'm just, please, you know, respect us in that way of know that you're doing comparable, because what we want to do is we want to give you that excellent person. That's why me and Dina have studied for years. I had a friend tease me yesterday. He said, Jethro, I went back and I did a little bit of homework. Do you know that you would never be under $70 whenever we went to the bookstore? Every time we went to the library, you had two or three extra books out. Sometimes you had to even pay because you had to return the books, and then you ended up having to pay late fees. We went through and did a little math. We realized that all of the money that was invested on your psychic readings and all your time to learn this was probably close to over $800,000. I laughed because I did the math, and I got to tease you. Me and Dina are in that club. So we're not asking you to come up with all that money to get all that knowledge. We're just asking you to come up with a few bucks to throw our way. Someone told me, they go, Jethro, I spent more on Starbucks and McDonald's than I did the time that I spent with the reading, and you were not only more accurate, you're more healthy for my soul. So,
yeah,
I love that's all of you true. Guys. I read a few of the emails. You're always the best. We're going to grab one tonight with the phones. We're going to grab one more prize. We're down to 2 minutes. I know all of you want to go with us. The best way is to go ahead and get a hold of us. At time of press, it wasn't out there, but you guys know it will be out there. This will be the same ones with it, but it's Psychic Jethro and Dina Flanagan. Blog Talk did a little bit of kooky. Our guest was Alea Dow, and she was a sound healer, phenomenal woman that wrote The Seven Cups of Consciousness, released here September 15th. We'll be at Barnes & Noble and already in Amazon. You can order it and, you know, have it all ready to come to your house. Dina, anything you want to tell these wonderful people before they open that door and push us out it?
No, just, hey, have a good week and enjoy life for the best you can, and that's what it's all about.
Love all of you guys. And remember, stay wild. It is the way to be. We will be back. We've got some new guests, other people. You know who you've asked for. You love Dina, and you definitely love Patty. And we're talking to Patty. Patty's talked to me about coming back and doing once a month again. So it'll be some wilder ones. I do love your idea, and I think it would be a very phenomenal show. And I am going to do this. I know Patty's very open before with working on it. Let's get a time, and we'll have a Dina Jethro Patty night. So be ready.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween's coming. Woo-hoo, Scorpio and two Libras, seeing what's on the other side. I hope you're ready. I'm not sure if I'm that wild, but, you know, there's always the called pressure by you guys because you won't leave me alone on Facebook and you threaten to take my food. So I love you guys. Remember, Dina Flanagan, give them your website, Dina, where they can get that reading.
It's www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com.
And psychicsgonewild.com also has all of our information. Thank all of you fans. See you next month.